Fort Langley's historic Haldy House will move onto a new foundation in early August, according to a township update. Abatement and demolition work continues around and within the original Haldy House, said an unsigned statement released Wednesday, July 30, in response to a Langley Advance Times query. House structure relocation will occur in early August to facilitate construction of the new foundation's basement structure. Once completed, the house will be moved to its permanent spot on Glover Road, above the flood control level. Haldy has been fenced off while work proceeds. Additions made to the Haldy House between the 1960s and early 2000s, when it was operated as a restaurant called the Bedford House, have been removed. Bedford House closed in the 2000s, and the township bought the property in 2005. It's been maintained, but largely empty ever since. In May, the restoration was greenlit by Langley Township Council, which approved a heritage alteration permit. Council had previously approved $4.1 million in funding to have the original three-story structure raised and shifted to the north, where it will continue to face Glover Road. The work will bring the home back to its original appearance, preserving as much of the original structure as possible. Sewer, water, and electrical systems will be upgraded to modern standards and the building will become a multi-purpose public space. Haldy House was built in 1908 for Jacob and Jesse Haldy. Jacob was a Swiss immigrant who worked as a butcher, farmer, and owned a significant amount of land around Fort Langley. The 8-bedroom Edwardian house was built by local contractor W.H. Billy Brown. After his death in 1930, Jacob Haldy left money in his will for the construction of the first bridge linking mainland Fort Langley to Bray Island across the Bedford Channel, on the condition that a ferry service to Maple Ridge be established. The current bridge leading to Bray Island is the third bridge on the site, all named after Haldy.